Hi, Linda Barnby here, National Association of Entrepreneurs, and we are just finishing up our Winter Park chapter meeting with Sean Vincent from DigitalMarketingRevolution.com, who was our awesome and fantabulous speaker, and he's here with me right now. Hello, Sean.
What's happening, Linda? I like awesome and fantabulous.
Well, you are a cool and groovy genius. We know this about you just from your presentation today, and you talked a lot today about social media. What is your theory about how social media should be used by small businesses?
I'm going to take what you said there. You called me cool and groovy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's probably because I've told you at some point that I'm cool and groovy.
Aha.
But more importantly, I demonstrated.
Yes.
That I'm cool and groovy.
Yes, you certainly did that today by how you demonstrated your knowledge, and you clearly have credibility. You know what you're talking about.
I had somebody tell me recently, said, I've known you're a genius ever since the day you told me I was. which is true. So it's a lot of smoke and mirrors, but then it's being able to follow up. And to answer your question about what's my theory about social media, it's just another set of platforms where we can go and sometimes tell people that we're cool and groovy, but more specifically, show them 140 characters at a time how we are cool and groovy. And so
how your cool and grooviness can help them.
Can help them. Yeah. You want to attract people to you. What really is, you know, as entrepreneurs mm-hmm. in this context, we are our business very often, or if not the entire business, we are the most important spokesperson for the business. So what that means is we need to cultivate our personal brand and our reputation and make that an extension of our business's brand and reputation. So the things that we tweet about, how do you tweet?
How do we make our personal brand known?
Okay, well, what you'll want to do is you want to interact with other people who are in your circle. So other entrepreneurs, other people within your industry, the friends who know and love you, the clients that you have that would recommend you well, and you want to connect with them. That's the first step. And connecting is different whether you're on LinkedIn or Facebook or Twitter. But once you've got those connections made, now you want to share your life. You want to share your life in the right balance. And this is different for everybody, but the right balance of business, professional, personal, emotional. Just share what you do. And make it true, and people will reshare it,
and they'll like you. They'll like be attracted to you, and they'll like you.
One thing, if you're super groovy,
if you're super groovy,
that's right.
Okay. Well, one thing that you said today, and I think a lot of people can relate to this, especially on Facebook, is that some people use Facebook and LinkedIn and other social media platforms as a broadcast channel,
right,
as opposed to a communication tool.
That's right. I mean, the first part of social media is social. And the first mistake a lot of people do is they get these channels and they can make these posts and they just send out commercials.
Right.
They're just yelling. And nobody wants to be yelled at. Nobody wants to be sold to.
Mm-hmm.
And so really the most important thing about social media is listening. Okay? And then when you listen, I mean, it's okay to broadcast what you're doing. It's
mm-hmm.
important.
Right.
But not in a salesy way, not in a pushy way. You need to demonstrate your expertise. Ask for help when you need it. Ask for people to come to your event when that's appropriate, or to take advantage of whatever service you have to offer when appropriate. But more importantly, you need to listen to the people that you respect and appreciate and help them out. You know, and those, if you help, then you will get help when you need it. But more importantly, you're building relationships.
So responding to, reading what other people post, reading about other people's lives, and following what they do is critical.
That's called engagement.
Thank you so much, Sean, for being with us. And visit you on DigitalMarketingRevolution.com.